found everywhere you can listen to podcasts. It's Caffeinated and Confused with Hannah.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
Can we hear a Pledge of Allegiance?
Should we start the podcast with a Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge to my ladies.
We'll just start it from right there. So we have Megan and Chelsea, return guests on the
pod.
Hey. This is your
third
appearance?
Sure. We've probably got fans now somewhere, huh?
We must.
And we have first time podcaster, Dr. Dre.
Hello, everybody.
How are you feeling? Are you a little nervous?
I'm very nervous, yeah.
Don't be nervous. We're just going to have some fun. We're going to chat.
She's kind of got like a great podcast voice.
She does.
Yeah, give us your best podcast voice.
She's shaking her head no.
No, you know, okay, you don't want to give us your best podcast.
It's hard to be put on the spot. Like, what do you say? That's a lot of pressure.
Just that right there.
Talk about teeth.
Okay.
Talk about teeth. Yeah, tell us a procedure you did this week.
Your back teeth are your molars. Everyone has a tongue.
Do they? So, this is not a weird question. Can you, like, live without a tongue?
Yeah, I think so. You probably can't really eat very well or swallow.
You can't talk without a tongue.
No.
There's no chance.
So you'd just be like a mute that has to just...
No quality of life.
Didn't that happen in Hunger
life.
Games?
Absolutely.
Didn't someone get their tongue cut out and they had to like...
Out or just like off a little bit?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
This conversation got weird really fast. We're just talking about no tongues.
Cut that one.
Yeah, we'll cut that. Okay, so every podcast, I'm going to be honest, I have not given a single thought to my pitter peak of last week. So I'm going to need
to... Oh, we're doing week? Okay, I'm going last.
Keep in mind, this episode is going to air on Galentine's Day. For everyone listening, we're recording this on February 2nd. So, Megan, you can start. You said you've been thinking about it all day.
I'll begin. I'm Megan. I met Hannah and Chelsea at my first week of college in Milwaukee. I walked in on Chelsea going to the bathroom and I thought she was like 2 years older than me, and I got really nervous and I was like, oh my god, I'm sorry, and I tried to back out. She's like, no, come pee with me. And
still
we've been friends ever since. And she introduced me to Hannah the next day. And yeah, we've just...
So you didn't go to my high school, is what you're saying?
Yeah, sometimes Hannah forgets.
I do.
I did not go to her high school, but everyone thinks I did, so it's okay.
I still have people that will say, Megan didn't go to DePere.
I know.
I'm like, trust me, I confuse it too.
Yeah, Hannah asked me one time why I was leaving to go back to Fond du Lac for Christmas, because... When did your dad move there? I'm like, well, first off, my parents are married. Second off, they've lived there since I was two.
I think I was probably drunk when I said that. No, I actually, y'all know what's so funny? Is I literally know exactly where I was and what I was doing. I was on the phone with you. I was still living in Milwaukee, and I was driving home from work. And, like, I remember being on the highway having that conversation.
That is not when it happened.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It was when... We did the girls' gift exchange at your mom's apartment.
I swear to God, it was.
I know. Maybe it happened twice.
It probably did.
Maybe it happened twice.
I was like driving on the highway past the Milwaukee Public
Market. No, because I wasn't drinking a ton. We were with all the girls, and I wasn't going out to the bars because we were doing like slap my mammy and stuff, and I wasn't drinking a ton, and I didn't go out to the bars. You're like, why aren't you going out to the bars? I said, I have to go to Fond du Lac in the morning.
Well, that's happened more than once then.
It probably has.
Oh, shoot. Well, that just means I love you, and I feel like you've been in my life forever. So.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't they say something about once you're friends for 10 years?
You're friends for life.
Okay, my pit and peak. My pit of the week is that my children don't like to sleep, so I don't sleep through the night very much, and it's very exhausting. I have three of them, by the way. Children. My peak is this.
Oh my god, love that.
Girls night, podcast night.
Feel like
our silent partner.
We haven't had a girls night in a hot minute.
All right, Chelsea,
you introduce yourself.
I'm Chelsea. I've known Hannah since elementary. Some kind of low school.
Probably middle.
Middle school.
You stayed at Dickinson, right?
Yep.
And I went to Heritage.
So. Yep. So middle school. She actually lived like less than a block away.
True that. We would walk home from parties together.
Yep.
In middle school.
When we weren't supposed to be partying.
Okay. We were drinking milk and water.
Juice.
Milk and water.
Andrew walk home with us.
Andrew called by us.
Very close to you guys.
We remember one
in our tall tees.
Jackie's. Yep.
Walking home in our tall tees the next morning at 17.
Do you guys still have your tall tees?
I wish.
No.
I wish I did.
They would make great pajamas though.
I think so too. Yeah. I would wear it again.
So yeah, I knew you since then. Probably haven't left your side since.
Thank God. Thank God for it.
We roomed together in college, and now we still only live maybe three blocks.
Yeah, I won't let you move any further.
Yeah, you moved a little bit too far away.
I know, but it's a little too far.
Yeah.
You went from like 3 blocks to 5 blocks.
Too long.
Sorry.
Can't move any further. Pitt and Peak?
Okay. Pitt was probably, we had to leave the Florida weather on Tuesday. So we had to get on a plane. Margo was sick. So much fun. My peak. Got to work out with you this morning. Shout out Body.
Body Boot Camp. If you haven't listened to the Brian episode,
yeah,
give it a listen.
That's all I got.
Ange, I didn't really prepare you for the Pit and Peak.
That's okay. I'll try.
Podcast, she should.
Yeah, I can try. She's also been friends with you for a while, so.
Introduce yourself and tell us about how you hated me at first.
That's what I was going to do. Okay, give me a chance.
Give me a chance.
My goodness. My name's Ange, Andrea, Dr. Dre. I first met Hannah in high school. We were in Spanish class together, and I thought she was annoying. I don't think I hated you, but then we became best friends. I don't even remember how that happened, but yeah, I just got over it. I got over the hatred. What was your Spanish name?
What was my Spanish name?
Mine was Pepita.
I don't know what my Spanish name was.
Mine was Lola.
And what was yours?
Andrea.
No.
Wow.
No.
Super
clever.
Wow.
What was
no,
yours?
I don't think it was. I don't remember, though.
Oh, me, you, and Katie name? In that class, mm-hmm. right?
And like Pat Fabish.
David.
I'll be David because I don't know what my name was.
You guys, we had this guy in our Spanish class. He was like a year older than us.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And God bless David. No idea where he's at these days, but there was one morning. We were all already in class and he was running like 2 minutes late, and there was also this chick who was coming in, and she like went to go slam the door as David, and like bless his heart, he was like a grease ball in high school, is like coming in, and she goes to shut the door and it shuts right on his face, and all of us are watching, and all of a sudden she opens and he just goes ow. So we literally, David lives rent free in my brain. David is my Roman Empire. It was like a TikTok trend where they were saying,
how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And girls say never, and all guys are like, oh, all the time, once a week. And it's like, how is that possible? But Hannah thinks about David once a week. Yeah.
So David is my Roman Empire. I should look him up. I hope he's doing well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so my peak is I got these new glasses.
I love them.
Thank you.
Wore them for this, so I knew I was going to be on. So that was very exciting for me. And my pit. Oh man, maybe not remembering my Spanish name. Sorry, I can't think of a pit.
Oh, well, that's good.
That is good.
Okay.
Yeah. No pits like are good.
Can I ask you something about your name?
Sure.
Where's
this going?
How did Ange come out of Andrea?
I do get that a lot, actually.
No. Because it's not like it's spelt like A-N-D something like her name is. It's A-N-J, right?
Like, should we have called you Andy?
I made up the spelling because I did not like Angie and I didn't want to be A-N-G and I made up A-N-J. However, my family just started calling me Ange, I think.
Yeah, because a lot of times Andrea short... Yeah, like Andy would be short for
it. I would have done an Andy. No one called me Andy.
Should we start now?
Sure. See if it sticks.
After 35 years, we're making a
change it up.
I just was curious because I never knew. Someone asked me that one time and I was like, well, I don't know. That's just her name.
My great uncle called me Andy. That was the only person that ever called me Andy. Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Yep.
Here I thought I knew everything about you. Turns out I don't.
Turns out you don't.
So your family just made it up?
Yeah. I don't remember the first time. Good question, Megan. Great question.
Wow. Really thought-provoking stuff over here. That's great.
I've been waiting to ask her that for 10 years.
Since you
waiting for a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hannah, what was your pit and peak?
Well, let's see.
Are you going to introduce yourself?
My name is Hannah. I run this shit. My pit actually is that I forgot to ask Brian what his pit and peak was on the last episode.
Oh, you ruined it.
I didn't even notice though, so.
Thank you. I didn't either, clearly.
I was
like, that's my whole shtick. And then I took completely forget.
That's why I've been thinking about mine for days.
Yeah. I messed up. So I forgot to ask pit and peak of that episode. So that was my pit. My peak is getting to see Ange for the first time since that Packer game.
Yeah. Has been a while.
A long time ago.
Yeah. We had a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah. So I haven't seen my bestie in a while. I do have a little birthday cake for you in the fridge. So
oh, shut up.
Celebrate your
birthday. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I have a question. How long is it too long of a podcast?
She's been capping at an hour.
Yeah. I like to keep it at about an hour, but we'll see. We can make it a two-parter. But I have a fun game. So, you know, we're going to do pits and peaks and probably get right into that because that's where all the juice is going to be.
Let's start. Okay, chug your drink.
Are we going to all need to pause for a refill?
It is a truth or drink game.
Oh, I mean, I have the bottle below my feet, so I'm good.
I do not have a bottle.
I don't, so I need to.
Is this the first podcast of like the re-release? release where there are drinks involved.
It is.
That's why we're here, Megan.
Yeah. I wouldn't do this sober.
Same.
All right. We are back from our fill up our cocktail drink. Megan, I forgot that you said you were bringing espresso martinis. I'm a little upset I didn't have you making one because that's very good.
We can share. Do we need another break?
Well, finish your glass of wine and then you can
switch. I got some red,
you can
red
switch.
Wine.
Stay close to me.
So I now have a game where this morning I slaved at my computer. I sat there and thought of questions. I was like, I want some nice ones, but I also want some.
Did you take any of our suggestions?
I did.
Did other people give suggestions, not just Chelsea?
No, the only suggestions that are in there, because Maggie gave one, but it was after I had already printed them.
Oh. She did give a good one. I'll ask it anyways. She said, how do I want to phrase it?
If you had to give up one thing, would it be cheese or sex?
I would say Megan would say cheese because she could, I mean, you've lived without dairy for how long?
I've lived without.
And I know your husband, so.
21 years of my life, but I wouldn't be married anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You would get
no, I would give up cheese. I've given up cheese for a while, too.
I'd probably give up sex. Not gonna lie.
I kind of knew that was going to be your answer. What about you, Ange?
I'd give up sex.
How would you not be able to eat cheese? Mac and cheese? Sharp fire, sharp cheddar, grilled cheese.
Goat cheese.
Goat cheese. Are you kidding me?
Goat cheese. I just ate goat cheese last night and for lunch.
Can you still still masturbate?
And
you're
fine. Yeah.
You're fine. You're fine. Do you want to know something?
It's better anyway.
I had this discussion with some other friends though. Would you give up, what was it? Like if you could only ever sleep for like 5 hours a day the rest of your life and have sex or sleep as long as you want and have no sex, what would you do? Something like that. And I was like, I would absolutely choose sleep.
Yeah.
And everyone thought I was psycho. And I was like, no, I would choose sleep.
Coming from a mom who's deprived of sleep currently. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sleep.
Oh, shit. Of course I picked the one that I put in here and I was like, oh, this is going to be a perfect either answer it or drink. And I knew it was going to be a drink and I pick it.
Wait, can you explain the game?
Is it the one I know? Is it the one I know?
No, it's a different one.
Ah, shoot.
So I have a bowl with a bunch of questions in it. You can either choose to answer the question. And if you don't want to answer it, then you have to take a drink.
Okay.
So the first question that I get was, who in this room do you like the most? And I'm not going to answer that. I will take a drink because I love you all equally. So
you sound like a mom with her children.
Megan, if you had to vote what child was your favorite today, who would it be?
I can't answer that. You could ask me by the minute or hour and I could tell you.
At bedtime.
At bedtime tonight?
Tonight.
I don't know. They all gave me hugs and kisses and said goodnight. Austin told me to get out. He said, go, leave. Go hang out with your friends. He wanted to watch a show on Dad's phone.
I feel like Austin will always be my number one. I love all of your children. But Austin he's my, like,
OG. And by default, Austin loved you more, so Marley was my number one. Poor Zoe. I'm her godmother, so.
I love Zozo, too, though. She just, like, can't talk to me yet, so Austin is my...
if you get close to her, she slaps you across the face real good.
I'm fully aware she did that to me about 20 times last weekend.
Okay, anyways, I don't actually have one today. Text me at any given time and I would tell you. Okay. Oh. If you could have a hall pass with someone you know, who would it be?
Cody Wickman's calling.
Hey, Cody.
Cody, you coming?
FaceTime it.
I just left Furnitureland.
Cody, your favorite person's here.
Is that
TV? He sure is.
Can you feel me flipping you off right now?
Can you guess who that was?
No.
It was Megan. Okay, are you coming? We're in the middle. We just started our truth or Cody. Drink game.
Drop something off at home and then I'll be there. Bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Read it again.
Okay. My sheet says, if you could have a hall pass with someone you know, who would it be?
But I don't think I
feel like you need to answer.
Yeah, otherwise you can drink.
Could be a guy or girl, Megan.
My honest to God only hall pass I really ever want is with Zac Efron.
And I don't
know him. Okay, I'll drink. I don't really have one. Wouldn't it be a little weird if I wanted to have sex with someone I knew?
All right, well, I made you drink, so that's all that matters.
I wouldn't know how to answer that one either, to be
honest. I drank.
All right. The person to your right has to give you three names and you need to choose to bang, marry, kill.
Okay, three people to bang, marry, or kill?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do Taylor Swift.
Oh, we're going celebrities. I
think Hannah might kick me out.
Travis Kelce and Brittany Mahomes.
Oh, okay.
We already know who she's going to kill.
We're going to kill Brittany. We're going to bang Travis. We'll marry Taylor. I feel like that was easy.
Good answers. Answer. Good answers.
Wow.
I just didn't want to be kicked out of Hannah's apartment, so.
You would never kill Taylor Swift.
Well, no, not when she gave you an easy kill.
Easy kill.
What if it was someone else you would kill Taylor?
It depends.
What if it was like you and me and Taylor?
What if it was Celine Dion?
I should have done that. Nope, it's over.
It's over.
You can't go back on
stress.
Your question.
Can't rewind.
Okay. What do you love the most about the person to your right? Oh, Hannah.
That's me. Wow, can't wait.
I love the most about you, Hannah, is that you're just so fun. Every time I am with you, it's top, I don't know, I always have top five nights in my life. You just make the experience that much better because I'm there with you.
Thanks, I also love to relive these moments. Top five moments
of these two together.
Yeah,
same. Like Angie's dance moves.
Yeah, and stories from alleys and back dumpsters, and
it gets strange.
Oh, Chelsea, pretzel. You're part of this one.
Oh,
what is Chelsea's biggest red flag?
Oh, like the red flag I would see in someone, or like a red flag about me?
Oh, like red flag.
My first initial thought, like, isn't a fun one. It would be that you are bad at, like, responding to your phone because you never have your phone on you.
True. Yeah, think of something more fun. Give me something juicy. Hurt my feelings.
Oh, wait, I have a good one only because you said this when we had our Manitowoc night, when you got... When we went to the wine bar and...
Oh, God, what did I say?
I think it's Chelsea's. And this just goes to show that John P. is, like, your person.
Oh, God, I know what you're going to say.
Chelsea's very much, like, a flirtatious person. And that night was like, John would never cheat on me. I would for sure cheat on John before he cheated on me. But, like, obviously you never would in a million years.
No,
but,
love you, John P.
Yeah, but that's how you know you're with your
I mean, he doesn't even have Insta, so he probably won't even know this podcast exists.
Exactly. So I guess that would be your red flag.
Yeah, that's a good one.
John will never listen.
John is literally, look, we talk about the fact that John is a walking green flag.
The chillest, like, almost like too chill. I'm like, pick a fight. Come on. Yeah. It's box.
Let's fight.
But then also, if you were to, like, start dating him today, like, the guy with no social media, like, that would be...
It'd be a red flag.
Oh, this is a good one. It's not about Chelsea. Oh. You're going to agree with me on this. Which of Hannah's men did you hate the most?
All.
That's fair.
I could easily give you a top 10, but the top one.
I know who Megan
is. I was about to say his name that we know, but what did you call him on the podcast?
Remember their nicknames.
Oh, that was what his nickname was.
Oh, you call him Keel?
Yeah.
Yeah, Keel guy.
No, I still hate Chicago the most.
I'm going to say that.
Yeah, thank you. Keel's pretty bad. I could easily
Chicago is what, like,
but Chicago's what the worst.
Jump started Hannah's, like, online app dating life.
Yeah.
And he was the worst.
That's true.
If you ever have a podcast, you don't need know what to talk about him.
If Hannah would let me swear, I would say, F that guy.
I knew you were going to choose him.
I know. He's the OG worst.
I told you guys about how he FaceTimed me last summer, and...
I saw his penis once, I think. I
saw lots of penises on Hannah's phone.
It's true. Okay.
I'm like, my mom listens to this.
Hey, Chris.
He FaceTimed me this summer, and it was so weird. I haven't talked to him in forever, and we talked for like an hour.
Why are you telling me that? I was so mad.
I get so fired.
No. It's going to be worse. Are you ready for this?
I feel like you told me this already.
So then I, like, do some lurking, because he doesn't have social media.
He has a girlfriend.
No, he's married.
Megan, it was 5 days before his wedding.
Oh, that's right.
He was having some cold ass feet.
He was having cold feet. Yikes. What a...
Yikes.
Big yikes.
He's the worst.
Yeah, I knew you were going to answer that one.
That's a good one.
I kind of forgot about him.
My blood pressure is...
Your blood boils?
It's high.
And he doesn't listen to this, so all the men who have wronged me that do listen to this are probably, like, taking a sigh.
You guys are, like, golden boys compared to that one.
Yeah. Can you give a 30-second explanation of Chicago? Because I don't think you've talked about him since, like, the revamp.
He doesn't deserve the minutes. Yeah. Move on.
Nice.
Match on Bumble. COVID hit. Then he said, we can't talk. I have a girlfriend, or I'm in love with someone, and then he would continue to
reach out. And he actually was engaged.
Yeah, he was a tool bag.
Tool bag. Also, your lips look nice.
Thank you.
I saw that to her this morning.
New lip, new me.
What are you gonna do with them?
This is a great one.
I'm a born again. I don't know.
If you swapped bodies for the day with the girl to your right, what is the first thing you would do?
Ooh, and
why? I would wear tightest shirts and the skimpiest bikinis because I was so excited to get rid of my boobs.
Thanks, Charles.
Keep in mind, the person to her right was Aunt Dr. Dre.
Definitely. Great body.
Just go down about 8 cup sizes. What is your most embarrassing moment?
I feel like I was probably there for it.
I also feel like Angie doesn't get
probably when I fell on my I've probably fallen multiple times, but Hannah caught this one on tape. We were doing the Christmas bar crawl in Milwaukee, and it was also a celebration of my birthday, and we were at Duke's, I think.
Love Duke's.
And it's like a really great song was on. I was trying to dance, and I got kind of low. I was like and then I tried to grab like the table to hang on to, and I was just too far away from the table, and I just fell backwards.
One of my favorite videos.
Like when someone pulls the chair out from under you.
So Hannah has it on film, so wearing a Christmas tree headband. Yeah, it was so embarrassing.
Can we break that out after this? Because I haven't seen that video in that minute.
Oh, that was
one of them.
Snowstorm Milwaukee bar crawling is best. Like top 10 ever things that I did.
Oh boy. Jeez, this is mean because Ann just had something super nice about me, and now I have to say, what is the person to your left's most annoying trait?
Give it to me, Hannah. Oh, I can handle it.
What is Ann's most annoying trait?
Ever. My small boobs?
Yeah. I feel like I don't focus on the negative things with you guys.
You want to know what your most annoying trait is? I'll tell you.
Yes.
The fact that that's all you eat is pizza and mac and cheese, and you still can wear a bikini. Like, that's so annoying. That's annoying.
She's just shaking her head yes, by the way, because she knows it.
Do you eat really unhealthy?
Literally. Like, your diet, I would be
terrible.
800 pounds.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm just jealous.
It'll catch up to me one day.
No,
I mean, I'm 36.
One day. 11 months.
A year away from 36.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, I said maybe it's when I'm 36 that'll hit me.
What happened to that red bottle of wine? We should have kept it over here.
You guys, did Hannah place us in our seats? Did we sit here?
Nice of me.
Because.
Wait, you can skip it if that's what it is.
What do you love most about the person to your left?
No, you can skip it. I
I'll
put that in
tell you this. She did rig
she
it.
She rigged it.
But I'll tell her. My favorite thing about you, what I love most, is how nice you are to my kids. Oh. And how you love them so much.
And
I'll loop Chelsea into this one, but even on days when you're hungover, you literally come.
I'll ditch my own child,
watch my children,
come hang out with your children while we're all hungover, but you're violently hungover.
I'm violently
I'll ditch
hungover.
The man in my bed, make Chelsea bring him home so we can come mother your children.
This has all happened.
Yeah,
like less than 3 months ago.
Like, literally, we'll never get rid of these friends. The nicest thing ever.
Oh, didn't your other friends text you too?
Well, yeah, they were like asking me, they're like, wait, so Chelsea and Hannah went to the same wedding as you. They're also hungover and you're just more hungover. So they came over to watch your kids. And I was like,
yep.
Yes. And they were like, are you freaking kidding me? They're the nicest humans ever. They're like, do you even realize how good of friends you have? And I was like, I don't think I did. No, this was really nice.
But, like, you act like it's us doing a good, like,
we would have
literally thrive hanging out with your children. I
like,
would
look forward to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're great, but not when you're puking every 5 seconds. Okay, yeah,
well, we don't puke when we're hungover, so
my
problem number one.
Part of that day, though, is Megan, literally, we're all sitting in the living room. She gets up, runs.
No, weren't you holding, like, Zoe or something? One of the kids is by
you. No, I think Marley was holding a cold beer.
Yeah, Marley, she was.
Because
Megan stands up, runs into the backyard, and pukes in the backyard because she couldn't make it to the bathroom. So then Marley, we're all in there, and Megan then runs to the bathroom, and Marley goes, where's mom going? And Scott goes, oh, Marley, mom is peeing out of her mouth. And Marley goes, what? You don't pee out of your mouth. You pee out of your vagina.
And literally my favorite quote of all time.
I turn around and Austin, Marley, Zoe,
Margo,
Johnny, and Julia were all standing at the glass watching me. And I was like, hello.
Must have been some bad chicken you ate.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the straight vodka she was shooting all night.
It was.
And going to the Black Saddle.
Yeah. Thanks for that again.
Yeah. Thanks, right. Dorsey's. Hannah told me this one today, and I knew I was going to get it. If your house was on fire, and you had to choose between saving your spouse or the girl to your left, who would you choose? The girl to my left is Megan.
Oh no.
I'm gonna drink, not answering.
Smart. I forgot that was an option.
John takes care of your child, so
he would leave me, so
I would probably choose John, but thanks for drinking. Cheers, I'll drink with you.
But imagine life without your drink. You, Meg.
Yeah, well.
Chelsea, you have to hand the bowl to Angie.
Oh my god, there's so many things in here. All right, what is Megan's biggest red flag?
Come on, Angie, tell me.
That you don't eat cheese. That's a red flag.
Good one.
That's true.
It's not your choice.
Or drink beer either.
Do you know?
Yeah, I was thinking about that one, that you're straight vodka.
I used to literally eat ice cream every night because I had to give up dairy for Zoe. It's true. Like, you know, they say if you just like give up something for a while, like it's a lifestyle change. I barely eat ice cream anymore.
That's sad. Wow.
I know.
The cheese thing is sadder.
I guess I'm the best one to get this question. What is the worst date you've been on?
Yeah, you are the best one. I'd be like, back in 2003.
I didn't really date before I got married, so.
I know. You guys have no idea the...
Wait, what, did it say best or worst?
Worst. I don't know if I've ever been on a bad date.
Yes, you have. Wasn't there someone that made you pay for your own stuff and it was weird? Or is that someone
absolutely,
else?
Absolutely not.
Have you ever been on a date where, like, you thought it was a date and they didn't?
I mean, Pink Flamingo guy, we can go over that whole story again. Nope. I think my worst date, and it wasn't... I've never been on a bad date, one where I'm like, oh my god, send a bat signal, get me out of here.
That's a mess.
But I will say the date that I went on with Hy-Vee guy, I feel like he went to the bathroom at one point and I texted you guys, oh my god, I cannot get out of here fast enough.
So great.
He at one point asked if he could feel my hair. He was like, because I must have like touched my hair, and he was like, oh, your hair looks really soft, and literally asked me to touch my hair. I'm like, that's freaking weird.
That is weird.
I think at the same day he asked if my eyelashes were real, which like obviously I wear fake eyelashes, but weird question. I don't know, he was just weird. And then he kept asking like, should we get another drink? And I'm like, no. But like, I wouldn't consider it a bad date, but there's definitely been dates that I've gone on where I'm like, I wanted them to end a lot sooner than they did.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never been on a date where I'm like,
run bad. For the hills, set the place on fire.
Now that I say that, it's gonna be in my future.
Shit. Well, I was gonna say, this is not your date because you went on plenty of dates with this guy that you liked, but there was one guy that you brought to my house.
Oh, I know. Sweet.
And it was...
Sweet,
he was a nice guy, but it was pulling freaking teeth to get this guy to talk. Mm-hmm. He was, like, fine, but Scott and I would... He was, like, one of those guys where, like, you'd ask him a question and he would answer, but he wouldn't ask back.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, what's your favorite sports team? He'd be like, the Packers.
He was a shy guy.
No, you can't even talk. I've been on, like, double dates with Hannah, and I don't even know I'm on a double date. And I'm like, what?
Well, you went with that guy a couple times, he was fine for you.
No.
No, he was not.
No,
you guys think it was awkward for you? I had to sit in this exact spot I'm in right now while he sat right there staring at me.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Like, the guy that kept asking to kiss
you. Yes!
We reenact.
You guys, the best part of the story is after this whole thing happened, I had cashed a bottle of red wine, and I go in the bathroom and all my teeth are red, and I'm like, he was probably just looking at me, and I'm like, and I just, my teeth are red. No, I don't want to say it was my worst date because he's so nice.
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh no, I hope he doesn't listen to this.
You ever see him after that?
Nope. I think that was our last date. Did I see? No, I'm pretty sure that was the last time I saw him. Wow.
You good, Megan?
I'm so happy that came up because I forgot about all that. Oh, I knew he was awkward and hard to talk to, but I forgot about the whole I want to kiss you situation.
Yeah.
I'm good now.
Shoot.
Poor guy. We can rekindle.
He just moved to another state.
Too bad.
Shoot.
Bye. Did he ever have a nickname, by the way?
Shy guy.
Cora would always call him Shy Guy.
Whew.
Oh, wow. I'm glad that we just relived that. Did you get what was your last text message? Is that why you're looking at your phone?
Yes, but no. Oh. It's what's the last thing you Googled? I was going to check. The last thing I Googled was something for work.
What's the next best?
ShareFile Outlook plugin. Muffins? Yeah, in case you didn't know, National Muffin Day is coming up on February.
I actually would like to know everyone's last Google.
Oh, mine's lame. It's the recipe I made tonight.
Mine was Quirtle.
Oh, my Sex God. Swing moves was one of them.
Wait, was it? Are you for real? Stop it.
Where do you have that hanging up these days?
Wait, did you actually Google sex right
now? No, Hannah and I were like, wait, where? Where is it? Where'd you hang it up?
Yeah, sorry, I'm not very entertaining on the Goog.
Sex swing would have been better.
Okay. If all the guys Hannah dated were in one room, who would she go up to first? People you dated.
I know who I would. I'm gonna see if you'll get it right.
Like in a to slap them or to talk to them?
See, that was my question.
I feel like it would be a good thing.
Yeah, like to talk.
Yeah. She'd want to go talk to them in a good way.
I mean, yeah, okay. Talk. Of all the people you dated, can I get like a quick recap?
Jim, can I get a rundown?
Jim. Like a range from this person to this person.
Well, there's Chicago. There's Instagram Shy Dad.
Guy, Instagram Dad. Keel, Pink Flamingo Guy.
I'm going to say Instagram Dad.
Yes,
you said Instagram Dad. I'm like, that's who you'd go. Forgot about him. So I would have not guessed right. See, I just need a little
He's always
refresher.
In the back of my mind.
In a bad way.
No,
wish it would have worked out.
No.
Yes. I know you always hated him, but I always had I don't know.
Stacey wasn't even my friend around that time. Like, we've obviously been friends for a long time, but friend. And drunk one night, she literally said, she's like, I'm actually really sad that things didn't work out with you and Instagram Dad, because I just feel like he would have been perfect for you.
He
would have gotten his stuff together.
Yeah.
I think he would have.
Yeah,
but I agree. He was
realized
the most,
he actually could have been in a relationship.
Would have gone along with
good
everyone.
Good guy. Yeah, and I feel like you would gravitate towards him.
R.I.P. Bye.
I had to drive up one day for him. I don't care for him that much. I'm going to...
You had to drive up for him?
When you had a bad week. You had a bad week or something, and he did something, and so I don't really... he's not my biggest fan.
Bad week.
Yeah. Literally bailed on our date the day my grandma died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Terrible. But that's why you're a good friend.
Very. Yeah. And for MVP.
For real.
All right. Are we going to the next one? Okay. If you could choose someone for Hannah to marry, who would it be? Is this
Instagram Dan?
Is this I'm saying a name?
You should say a name and then she can bleep it out because we want to know who you're talking about. I want someone you know.
Someone you know? I mean, I think you and would be great together.
I literally knew she was going to say that.
I can't wait for everyone to be like, who was the bleep?
Yeah, I will be bleeping that. Guys, I had on my time hop the other day, it was a screenshot of some random chick, I have no idea, who follows me on Instagram, and it was a picture of him, and it was from 3 years ago, and it goes, I can't hold it in any longer. He's in love with you.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yes. Yep. Or where you did a TikTok, and they were number 1 and 5 want you.
And it was...
Yeah.
And if I could describe the perfect person for you, Hannah, I think you'd be with you would marry somebody that is funny, makes you feel special about who you are, and pumps you up. He's your biggest he's your biggest fan. He'd be so pumped to marry you.
Coffee in bed every
That's all.
Gets along with your friends. Yeah, you're right. Bring coffee. Thanks, Megan. Mm-hmm. Obviously super hot, 6-pack.
Obviously, super hot.
But I was going to say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, my dream man.
Mm-hmm. Just came to mind.
Everyone. So Scott Robertson.
Robertson. I should have said Scott Robertson. Yes.
You also need someone who doesn't care if you talk about him on the radio.
You can use his real name whenever he's here.
So if you're out there, sir.
When I can use a real name. Holy smokes.
We just did.
One day you can unbleep it.
What was my first impression of the girl to your right?
Me?
Megan.
What was your first impression of me?
I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, we were 18 years old. Isn't that crazy? We were literally babies.
I was 18
more
years
than 10
old.
Years together.
You? I was 18.
I was...
You were 19 then?
No, we were both 18.
I was going to say, I wasn't 17 in college. Psychopath.
Only I did that. No, I think I turned 18,
18
the week
Chelsea.
Before we went.
Yeah, you were.
My first impression. That's hard because we met literally in the beginning of college and I feel like we were drunk the whole time. I feel like my first impression of you was, because college can be nerve-wracking, you know, going and meeting new people. And I feel like, especially when you go to college with some of your best friends, that you don't expect to branch out and meet new people.
Yeah.
And I feel like my first impression of you was oh my God, I love college. This is so great. This girl is so fun. And
could you imagine not knowing you?
No.
I can't.
Isn't that weird?
That's so weird.
Thank God you like my pee.
Well, so because you you girls roomed with all your peer friends.
No.
Hannah
right?
didn't.
I friggin' roomed with Gabriella Valdivia and her bongo playing boyfriend.
I had Jackie.
You had Jackie.
And then I had a girl from Madison and two from Ripon.
happen.
And then I had Denise and I had other girls, but then like I had like three girls, you had like three girls. We all had our friends who were sophomores, a year older than us, that we planned on hanging out with.
What I find so funny is we were in the same grade, and the guys who went to college before us were in the same grade.
Mm-hmm. And friends.
They were friends, and we were friends, and we had no idea until we went to a house party. Be like, how do you know them? Well, how do you know them?
Yeah.
Well, I know them, but how do you know them?
Yeah, because like crazy. Scott and them were friends with Dorn and those guys who went to your high school, and then we all became friends. That was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. I brought Chelsea and Hannah to my high school friend's house party, and they walked in and knew everyone. And I was like, who the hell are you guys, and why do you know everyone here? But it was all their friends from DePere, too. But I remember, but we tried in Milwaukee, you had to try to, well, I'm sure this is everywhere, but you had to try to get housing like way in advance for the next year. And so it was like, what, January? And we were trying to find housing for the following year. And it was me and all my high school friends, and you guys and all your high school friends, we were trying to rent out an entire house.
Yeah.
Like, you guys were all going to be on one floor, and we were going to be on the other.
We did it. Honestly, that would have been...
That would have been fun.
That
would have been so fun. But it didn't work. But, like, that was our game plan. We were like, we're going to find an entire house, and all 10 of us are going to live together.
Woof.
And that was our plan.
Charles and I just ended up in the Marie Whore house. Remember, that was our house's name?
Yeah.
Roommates kept coming gone.
We literally lived... Well, it was... I think the Marie Whore house was... When we moved upstairs, because then, like, Caitlin and those girls lived downstairs. That's when they, so there was, like, 11 girls in one house that year, and so we would always just tear apart.
That's where my husband and I rekindled.
Chelsea says that she made me hate him for a period of time, but I don't remember that. But I believe I did, if you told me to.
Yeah, he was using me, so.
No, yeah, we didn't like him, because
for, like, a good 3 months, and then on Christmas I get a, hey, been thinking about you.
So yeah, there was a minute we were told not to like him, because I didn't know him, and I remember seeing him being, like, not gonna talk to you.
Yep.
Well, she's my bathroom girl.
I just remember Chelsea and John, like, your guys' whole first year of your relationship was him coming over. We always called him our roommate. And you guys would just sit in your room and watch Laguna Beach. I would just hear the Laguna Beach theme song, and they would watch it on her computer, because that was, like, before Apple TVs.
Now, if I turn on Laguna Beach, John goes, I'm going downstairs.
We would just be like, oh, hey, what's That's up, funny. Fifth roomie?
There was no Netflix and chill back in our day. Netflix, you still rented movies.
I was going to say, was that even Netflix, or was that like straight up DVDs? Remember when I
was Redbox and chill?
No,
Anna would go to Redbox at 2 in the morning.
In college, because he would get the envelopes of movies in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would go to Redbox every night. The Redbox at Walgreens.
I would go and get an ice cream sandwich, and you would rent a movie, and we'd go home.
And lay in my bed and eat ice cream and watch Netflix.
After we went to Black Rose for dollar slices.
One time, Hannah and I saw a deer on our way home.
No, you were by yourself.
Don't tell my mom.
So did you?
I made sure to capture a picture probably on my Razor.
Chelsea's like,
and send it to Hannah.
Chelsea's like, I'm going to go home. John's going to meet me on Newberry. And then all of a sudden she's like, you guys, there's a deer on Newberry. We're like, Chelsea, we're in the middle of Milwaukee. No, there's not. And then it's like the back in the day when you take a picture and you would have to download the picture.
Yeah.
Texted us on our Blackberries. And we're like, holy shit, there's a deer on Newberry.
Okay. My question is, if the girl to your right was arrested, what would you assume it was for?
Chelsea.
Peeing.
I'll say what I say after you do.
Honestly, I think it would be helping Hannah
hide a body.
Hide a dead body of one of her
Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah.
If you go down, I'm going down too.
It's a song.
I was going to say like shoplifting or something.
Oh.
No, that was me.
Been there, done that though. Me and my friend Denise, Denise stole something for me from Kohl's, and we got stopped by security, and it was like $98, and they're like, if you steal $100 worth of things, it's a felony. And she was like right on the line.
It was like literally a $9 mascara, and I went into the bathroom. I was with Katie Coleman, and I opened it in the bathroom and threw the wrapper away and just put the mascara in my purse, and we made it to my car. And I'm like putting it in reverse, and I get a bang, 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 like a freaking Shopko mall cop banging on my car door going, you have unpaid merchandise. Get out of the vehicle. Like, I had literally just stolen $1 million. And I'm like, oh my God. And literally, like, they bring us up into the office at Shopko and start questioning me. And it was Katie's birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
And then I had to do community service, and Mr. Baker, rest in peace, best teacher ever, was the track coach. He made me work one track meet and signed me off that I did 50 hours of community service.
50? 50?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
We're going to track meet is community service. Truly. For sure.
But I think I was happy about it because I had a crush on Jim Hodgson and I got to work the
high jump.
High jump. So I was like, basically living my best life.
What do you got, Chels?
If the girl to your right, Ange, was a drink, what would she be?
All drink of water.
No,
I was going to say a skinny margarita.
Ooh.
Oh. I was going to say like a sex on the beach.
Whoa.
Oh my God. I love it. I think there's tequila in those. I don't like tequila. Oh.
How about a gin and tonic? A tall gin and tonic.
Yeah, you guys are all just commenting on my body.
Yeah. You're a nice girl, too.
I'm kidding.
We love your personality, too.
But also you're hot.
All right. Where is the craziest place you've ever hooked up with someone?
Can we go around the room? Because I love everyone.
Yeah. The Barbican weekend when I was on the outside patio on the...
Oh, my God, wait a minute. Dead.
What?
On where?
In the alley.
Yeah, I was on.
We were both alley girls.
It was on like in some back alley or something, and had to crawl in through the cat window that night. This was on OA.
Right out of high school.
Everyone did really shady stuff that night. It wasn't just me.
I don't think I was there that weekend, though.
You and Lauren went to that party that weekend. Remember Lauren had that crush on that guy?
I think it was that weekend. You guys drove to a party.
What party?
Went with Olivia.
Oh, yeah.
Can we go around the room but to see everyone's craziest place?
Well, we all know mine.
What is that, Hannah?
Which?
Big outdoor girl. Well, you know, I love a good walking trail. And that was a couple of years ago. And then recently, back of an alley. Whatever.
Good on you.
She loves the alleys.
Megan?
You got to do what you got to do.
I don't know. Come back to me.
Come back to you? I thought you would have had a good one right off the top of your head.
I know Chelsea's.
What is it?
I was going to say where you lost your virginity.
In a tent?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say in the woods, so.
Yeah, well, same thing.
Same thing. I would say that, well, I guess it's not crazy. My mom listens to this. I don't think
I
need to say.
I hope my mom doesn't click on it either.
Well, I was... We're adults.
Yeah, mine was strangely specific. You can cut out some of that.
That's true. When we went on spring break, there wasn't a specific spot, but there was a lot of spots.
Oh. Your now husband?
Yeah, there was...
Well, you've never made out in the back of, like, the Black Rose Alley?
Yeah, it can just be making out, Megan.
Oh, yeah?
Right of passage.
There was...
I never made out in the back of the...
Do you remember the
first... Oh, I made out in the middle of
Please,
the
Please, you
Rose.
Showed your nips in the Black Rose sure itself.
Listen, that was after the Packers won the Super Bowl, so...
Do you remember the first time Scott and I kissed?
Should I?
It was outside of Jackie Kolstad's house on the street. We were just literally standing
and you were here visiting us.
And just started making out. But everyone was like yelling at us from Jackie's house. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, we got to go.
All right. So this is a question we had earlier, but it's the second one and it's to the person to my right. So this should be interesting. What? The person to your right has to give you three names and you need to choose to bang or kill.
Brainstorm.
They're going to be trail guy.
Okay. Kind of a rogue choice, but...
Yep, they're all going to be rogue choices. Can I use names if you haven't dated them?
Yes.
Instagram dad and Blyce.
I was literally going to tell you to put Blyce in there.
Love Blyce.
I was going to say Trey at first, but Blyce.
I'm... Ooh. Oh, that's actually kind of tough. I'm going to kill trail guy.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Did you guys think I would kill someone else? I'm going to kill trail guy. That was a one night.
Was it though?
Ooh, wow. This is tough. I'm going to marry Blyce and I'm going to F Instagram
that. That's kind of where I figured that was going.
Yeah, same.
Blyce is one of my best friends.
Concur. Oh. Wrong apartment!
Cody, I saved you a spot right here on my lap.
I'm gonna sit on the floor.
What is Hannah's biggest red flag? Right. Here it is! Should we collaborate on this one, ladies?
I know what my answer would be. Wow. Is that she can't sit home for more than 10 minutes.
But I like that if I ever want to do anything.
True. But that's why we're the opposite.
Hannah's biggest red flag.
She spills wine on every white shirt she wears.
I would say, like, if I was a male... Hannah's biggest red flag is that
she talks about
you on the radio and in her podcast. She's not afraid to spill the beans. She won't spill your names by any means, but she'll spill
like
your information.
I could say a lot worse things. I still protect
She could,
them.
Yeah. She's nice about it, but...
Chelsea?
Okay. What is the first thing you would do if you woke up as a man? I mean, the obvious would be feel my balls.
You have to touch it and stuff.
For sure, jerk off.
Try to sit on it too. I want to know what that feels like.
Yeah. It would be more about like just walking around and like feeling it.
You know what else a good one is? To be able to wear like a bathing suit with no top.
Oh. I would feel my chest. F*** the penis. Oh, sorry. Forget about the penis. I would feel my chest.
And they would have hair.
Do you think my nipples would be smaller?
They for sure would.
Do you guys not have hair on your nipples?
I do.
What? You knew this, Chelsea. You knew this.
I never had a hair on my nipple.
You're lying.
Yeah.
No.
I think some people don't get them. It must be nice.
Oh, I for sure have.
Yeah, must be nice, but
still rain.
What was that question? Oh, woke up as a man. Okay, got it. We really went on a tangent. And you have to feel like you have to read it.
I feel like I've already answered a lot of the other questions in here. How about this one? What was your first impression of the girl to your left, Chelsea? Chelsea and I don't know if you guys know this, but we were neighbors growing up. I mean, I guess I really don't remember too much. But
did you all like have your parents always lived there?
My parents moved there when I was four. So
actually, yeah, like our neighborhood was kind of weirdly close. We'd have a directory of like names and addresses and telephone numbers.
What is your cringiest drunken moment? My cringiest drunken moment was my 20th birthday, and I liked this guy, and he came to my birthday, and we had, I think this is when we broke into our basement and we were able to have a keg party, and I that night was crying and I said he would not come to my birthday party. He was there the whole night. I didn't know, and I had mascara just running down my face and just bawling that he didn't come to my birthday party. He was there.
Delulu might be right.
Little Delulu.
What is the last text you sent? Okay, the last text I sent was, well, make them super sloppy and be done by 8:50.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Can we get some context of that?
Yes, it was to Laura because she was not going to go to the gym because she had to make subs all day. I said, make them super sloppy and be there by 8:50.
That's a good one. Funny. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there only one thing left?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Ange.
It's probably passed on earlier.
Yes, it is.
Are you keeping any secrets currently? How many? Why would I have to tell you guys? It's a secret. Sure, yeah. Yes, I'm keeping secrets. It's a yes or no question. So yes. And that's all we got.
What a question to end on.
Yeah. And that's the end.
Bye.
Folks.
I wish I had more questions. That was fun.
I mean, we can make them up.
This isn't girls' night any longer because Cody came in. In order to join the podcast, you have to jump on and say how you know Hannah. Andrew Pitt and Peak of the Week.
The first time I met you.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was probably with Trey. Actually, the first time I met you, I was very pregnant on a boat and you were on a different boat and you guys came over to say hi. Not even July. With Trey. He didn't give me the time of day though because I had a large ass belly, but.
Sounds really? Cody-like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, non-important.
Okay, Cody, no more messing around. Your name, how you know Hannah, and your pit and peak.
Where's Douglas Wickman? I know Hannah because
I'm in love with her.
Actually, I think it dates back to Milwaukee.
What?
No, you were out of college.
No.
Energy 106.9.
106.9.
There you go.
Who's that Hannah girl?
Stop it. You did not. Okay, you listen to her on the radio. What's your pit and peak?
I had a really good day on Tuesday.
Why? What'd you
do? I had a lot of wine. My day off.
Just by yourself?
The FaceTime.
Okay, easy.
I did.
And then my pit was today because I didn't see you guys working on.
We did miss you. We're actually like in the warm up going, where's baby girl?
Cody, what do you love about the person to your right? It's Hannah, by the way.
All the questions were, what do you love about Hannah and what do you hate?
Every other question.
Oh, you want me to do this one? The person to your right has to give you three names. You need to choose bang, marry, kill.
There's three girls in the room.
I would just drink.
What was your first impression of the girl on your right?
Red flag.
Liar.
Girls, mic up.
Mic up.
This is going to take me about 3 days to edit, so thanks for coming, ladies.
Good thing we did
thanks
it early.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers to more wine.
I do have to say there's no one I would rather have as my Valentine's more than you guys.
Love you guys.
Cheers.
Best friends.
Wait, Redbirds, it's a great day to be what, Megan? Right?
It's a great day to be a cardinal.
I mean, we have so many cheers we could
by the
do.
Way.
07. 07.
007.
Love you so much.
Love you. Love thanks you. For having us. Women. Happy Galentine's Day. Spend it with your gals.
True that.
Wow. This is why you can't trust men.
God, I so hate.